Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. Wake time, 4:21. Breakfast of mango, papaya, and espresso with green coconut oil. My physical focus was on flexibility, balance, and stamina. No intensity or power, not today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Blue Morning. It's me, your boy Young Genie, back again to begin the day with a deliberate practice of self-benefit. Blue Morning is my quest for betterment through exposure and the discipline of self-disclosure. In the night I write and in the morning I recite. Better. Be. Better be better be better be better. Level 7. Feel the radiance of love present in your heart. In remembrance of the dearly departed, we begin with silence. One. Quote, objective statement. Today's agenda is to construct the agenda of the next 7 weeks, which will set the agenda for the next 7 years. Two, quote, mistakes and discoveries of yesterday. Yesterday reinforced and clarified my demand for discipline. I achieved my goal of making time in two ways. One, by beginning to use new digital tools like the iPhone app Agenda, and two, by practicing B. Franklin's sleep line. Early to bed, early to rise makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. Three, quote, direction to objective from current vibes. I'm amped from my early morning cardio workout, over 150 beats per minute for 40 minutes. Post-workout cold shower and the tea I'm sipping, Flower and Rock Titan, a Greek mountain tea with sideritis, camphor, mint, sage, and star anise. The key to success in agenda setting is accepting responsibility. To accept responsibility, assess task requirements, order tasks by priority, then reorder for efficient execution, then diligently perform that which is needed to ensure delivery. Four, quote, world system status. The 2020 U.S. presidential election will be, quote, the most important election of our lives. I know, they say that every year. In the Democratic primary, 23 candidates have confirmed their decision to run for president. Joe Biden, currently leading in polls, is quoted at 30% to win by predictwise.com. I won't bore you with my prediction of the nominee, but rather I turn my focus on three ideas-oriented candidates. Marianne Williamson is a world-renowned author, motivational speaker, and spiritualist. She centers her campaign on a call for reparations to descendants of African slaves. This is a call for America to heal from trauma through the administration of justice. Andrew Yang is a social entrepreneur. After exiting the standardized test training company he founded, Yang started Venture for America, a nonprofit with a mission to train the next generation of American entrepreneurs and revitalize the decaying cities of this country. Yang's campaign centers around a call for universal basic income in the form of $1,000 per month for all American adults. You could say that Yang's mission is to spread prosperity. Tulsi Gabbard represents Hawaii's 2nd District in the House. Prior to that, she served on the Honolulu City Council, Hawaii House of Representatives, and as a field medic in the Army National Guard. She had tours of duty in Iraq in 04 and 05, and Kuwait in 08 and 09. Gabbard stands out among the Democratic candidates for her stances against overseas military intervention and her record of service to her community and country. While I cannot predict the presidential nominee, I suggest that whoever it is will be someone who is effective at earning media, getting in the news without buying ads or depending on the support of cable TV networks. 5. Quote, inspiring humanity. Michael Milken, convicted felon, finance mastermind, and philanthropist, inspired me today. I found videos of his private equity investment conference via YouTube's recommendations. In a couple different interviews, Milken refers back to a formula that he devised as a student of finance decades ago. It follows: prosperity equals the sum of all financial technology times, parenthetical statement, the sum of all human capital plus the sum of all social capital plus the sum of all real assets. On the basis of this formula, Milken devised a set of optimizations to corporate capital structures to both improve operational efficiency and reduce risk, creating opportunities to invest in junk bonds, providing access to capital to businesses outside of the S&P 500. And he made a lot of money doing that. I won't get into the things that got him locked up. That's for you to research. In my experience as an inexperienced startup founder, organizational structure is of equal or greater importance to success than strategic direction. And yet, this knowledge is so hard to find. I mean, very few people understand. Today, Milken is focused on philanthropy. His familial and personal experience with cancer informs his support of nonprofits focused on developing life-saving cures. Further, Milken does not underestimate the value of public education and believes that student debt should be eradicated and replaced by a system of equity investment in the human capital of the next generation. Of course, implementation details matter. I would support a proposal that takes a form of this sort. Students must repay a percentage of lifetime income to the Education Investment Fund. For lifetime income less than $1 million, there is no repayment needed. And for lifetime income between $1 million and $11 million, you must pay 10%. And for lifetime income between $11 million and $111 million, you must pay 3%. And for lifetime income in excess of $111 million, you must pay 1%. However, I could see a policy with a similar framework and name, you know, equity, education, financing, or they'll figure out a good name after, you know, focus grouping it. Could end up as a kind of indentured servitude. If you don't read the terms of service, you might get screwed. 6, quote, affirmation. I am blessed, grateful to be here, living and working now, tomorrow, and day after day. I pledge my life to the highest of all callings, devotion to the source of all being, truth. I commit to live with honor and devotion, to respect my parents and ancestors, and to lead the next generation by example. I look inward for guidance, listening for a signal to rely on. Please give me a script to follow, a method to act with kindness. I trust in integrity, believe in inspiration, and accept the energy I receive in this process of exposure. To love the divine with all my heart is my true desire. 7, quote, wishful thinking. With our minds on the present moment, we breathe and focus, directing attention to our primary desire, carefully letting it manifest. Listeners, I thank you. Better be done now.